So in the parasha, the Avo Shoynos of Geula, Voseisi Eschem Itacha Sivlos Mishem, Mitzalti Eschem Avoidosom, Vagalti Eschem, Vakachti Eschem Ilam. So Shailas, what is the dargas of these Geulas? What is each of these Geulas talking about? And in the end, maybe we'll get to a little bit, which is the hair about the Eker Geulas Mitzrayim, what it's all about. What was the Nakuda of it? For us, let's put it like that. So, there's a shayla, we mentioned before this vart, I think, that there's a shayla that it says, ki yadua, it says, lo yishomu elai, v'ech yishmeni paro, z'echan me'asar kavuchomer shabatera, so the Olam asks that it's not a good kavuchomer, because it explains in the pasuk, it's a pirach on the kavuchomer, because it explains in the pasuk that the reason Klai Yisrael didn't listen is mikoshe, So, I said over once from Rav Shach that he says that what's Koitz Ruach? Koitz Ruach means is that sometimes you tell someone something and in the Seichel they understand it, but they cannot understand that you're telling them something that's negiah to them because they're so not shayach to that metzias. So you're saying something that's not shayach to the person. So you know it's true, whatever, but. So Rebbe will tell Talmud, oh, you could finish the whatever. You could do that. You could finish this shas. You could finish this masechta. He doesn't view. He doesn't think he's shaykh to that bechlal. So he doesn't end up believing it because he doesn't understand where he's shaykh to that. So memela the koitzer ruach. He doesn't say this, but I think it's gishmak. Is that koitzer ruach is you have a short ruach. We find by the Nidras Mishkan it says Asher Nodva Rucham Oisam. So the Ramban over there explains what Nodva Rucham Oisam is. Nedivas Ruach, Nedivas Alev is when a person is generous. They're wide in their ruach, means to say that they're koil a lot more than what they think they can. Fakaret, and they found it within themselves to do things that they didn't even know they could do. So they didn't know that they had it within themselves the ability to do such detailed craftsmanship. Right, that's what Rabban says. So it was nedivas ruach, it's not varucha moisam. So koitzer ruach is the opposite. Koitzer ruach is even what they do have with themselves, they don't even see, because they're mitzumtzum in what they think that they can do. So mameila, they're so not shaykh to geula that when they heard about the geula, it's not for us, it's for someone else. It's not shaykh. So the koitzer ruach is the opposite of Nadiv Nadva Rucham Oisam, where it's shortening of Ruach, when they don't have any spirit, they don't have nothing, they don't have no Sheifis for themselves. So the Kitzer Ruach, they're not shaykh to the Gula Bechlal, and Mamela, they didn't hear. So Dr. Shach, besides the Gula Kavachayim, because Paro, a Yid, even after all the Kitzer Ruach, still would want to hear the Gula, the Paro, who has no shaykh to it at all, for sure, is not going to hear it. So Mamela, it's a Gula Kavachayim. What does he say? So Lamaisa, there's without this nekuda, a person can't really really begin to even change, because they can't even begin to even have a machshava toiva. Now the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, I think last year by this parsha I bought the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, is a kosher chalava. There's a Shiva in Lublin after Meir Shapiro was nifter, he took over. It was a big Polish Hagoyin. Eretz Tzvi is Chuvas Farms. The Talacha, they also type us with a lot of Malkin. It's a big Goyin. And I think he was selling it over here on the cart last year at this time. So anyway, he says over there, Vart, on Parshas Va'era, and Mamash is the Kuda. And he says that Vaitzei Oisa Metacha Sivlis Mitzrayim is this Nakuda. What's the Sivlis Mitzrayim? The Sivlis Mitzrayim is Pirish Kihayim Medukoim Vishvelim Kolkach Beine Atzmam, that they were so low in their own eyes, Shulohayo Lahem Ois Lehisnagid Lacholayanam Shasavlu. Meaning that the Sivlis Mitzrayim just ate them up because they couldn't even. They didn't think that it was coming from someone else. They didn't even see who was giving it to them. They just, okay, this is our life, the civilized Mitzrayim. So He says the first thing is you cannot be roi for geulas aguf if there's no mokin in the nafshama to be soivel to be oiches the geula. So the first thing would be the hoitzeisi oisam eschem mitacha sivlois mitzrayim is to get rid of the sivlois mitzrayim that they could view themselves as nigalim. He says. So perhaps we could say with that there's a seder adavar over here. Is that there's something I've said this going over many, many times. I never noticed this one akuda in it. That the going says in Shir HaShirim, on the pasuk of Hinei Zo'imer Achar Kaslenu, Mashgiach Menachalonis, Meitzitz Menacharakim. So the going says, Mashgiach Menachalonis is Tshuva B'maisa, because a chaloin anyone can see. So as you're passing by, you could see from the chaloin. That's called Tshuva in B'maisim. And Meitzitz Menacharakim is Tshuva B'leiv, that only the person looking in the crack could see it. And the Eibishter, no one sees it. From the outside, the person looks the same. But inside, he's different, because he had Tshuva B'leiv. And Memela, only the Eibishter who has access to see inside the crack, he could see inside the lave, so he sees the Tshuva B'leiv. Okay, but the Goyin says on that he says, V'chein ba'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. Haya Bez Chuvas. There was these two dargas. There was Chuva Balev, Neged Ze Amar Meitzes Nacharakim, and he says, V'machshava Shebalev Eino Yadua Rak LaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hayagam Kein Mida Kenegin Mida. In this line, V'Hayagam Kein Mida Kenegin Mida Shebat La Avoida Tchila. Chazal say that before the Gula, for 6 months, 8 months, during the Makkos, 11 months, there was a Tekufa. That before the Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, that they stopped the Avoida. They stopped the Shibud. So that was a step in the Geula. Where were they Zoichet to that step in the Geula? It's because they did Tshuva B'leiv. I didn't know that the Geula came from Tshuva. That was Tefillah and it wasn't there, really. But he's saying here that there was Tshuva. So there's Tshuva B'leiv. And the Tshuva B'leiv, okay, it's not Nikar L'Kol. You're not acting different. So Memela, you didn't leave Mitzrayim. You're still there, but they're not working you. So you still look like an Eved, but Lamaisa, you're not working. That's the Mida Kenegin Mida. Shabbat La Avoida Tchila. Ve'achakach, kashas tshuva b'maisa, mashkiach manachaloinois, then hoitzi oisa. So, in other words, there was taka two steps to the Gula. It wasn't be'etzem that it had to be that way. It could have been that they were working till the last day, and then the last day they left. If there was zechut gula, there was zechut gula. If they're not. What's these steps? So that was the gufa step in gula kifi the mida kenag mida where they were holding. So there was a step in the gula of tshuva b'machshava that they were wanted to become avdei Hashem. They had a rotten to become avdei Hashem, and that was where it was the niskayim, the bittul of the shibud. And then there was when they left, and that was the complete. That was the yitzia the tshuva b'maisa. So this is l'chaira, this is l'chaira b'duik in the pasuk. So the pasuk, this is l'chaira the steps in the geula, because it says the way we're teaching is vaytzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim, according to the kosher clever, according to what he's saying, is that was the ability to even have a machshava. The sivlos Mitzrayim didn't allow them to think to have a machshava. There was a koytzer ruach over there. They're not roy to be nigal b'chlal. There was so they couldn't hear. There was a koytzer ruach. So first you had to get out of that koytzer ruach to be the her b'chlal that you're shaykh to the gula. So memela, that's the first thing. Then the next thing is that there's going to be now a rotzen to be nigal. Now there's going to be a rotzen, a tshuva b'leiv that you want to become avdei. That's v'itzalti eschem avodosam. You're talking not going to work for them anymore, like the Goyin says. There's a bittul in the malacha. Then ga'alti eschem b'zoyin etuyu v'shotim gadayim. Then you're going to leave. When there's a tshuva b'maisa, you're going to leave l'maisa. So then that's the buildup of the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, klape, the seder of the gula. Is this seder? Then at the end, v'lakachti eschem li la'am is when HaKadosh Baruch gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael and they're mitzaisif in their kedusha. So, the first step though was this idea. It starts off that they needed that first step. They needed the geula from the siblings Mitzrayim first to Fashtei, and the Mela, then there could be a Ratzah, and then there could be a Maisa, and this is Negiah to everybody. If a person first has something that they want to achieve, they first have to think that they're shaykh to achieving it. You can't achieve anything if you don't think you're shaykh to it. Then if a person realizes shaykh to a certain darga, then they could have a chukka to want it, and then the siyata dishmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a chukka, the person wants it, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen, and there's mice also. But these are the three dargas that Klal Yisrael went through. Maybe we could say that that's also the three levels of the Lashonis of Gula.